Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll
be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Like she asthmatic, got a shivering and shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it. I can see that she's ready. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Thank you. It's been a long week, and you Wondering way you do sometimes. You leave me wondering, do you love me or is your love as true as you say? Girl, it's all in what you say. I just wanna say hey. Never leave you, always by your side. That's what's on my mind. But when you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey.
Oh my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Now y'all know I normally don't do this, but this is for my homeboy, Sia Knight. This is Tone It Down Thursdays, man. It's your host. Cabin smells so good in the motherfucking building, man. Shouts out the Heavenly Angel, Jamie Havocon, Mr. Sinai himself, all the way from the Netherlands. We got a little techno we're going to ride out to, man. We're going to Tone It Down Thursday, Record Again Radio. Starship, smell it, bro.
is the old school remix. DJ Rankin in the mix, motherfucker.
I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. Mission.
DJ Chrissy MC in the mix, motherfucker. This is the old school remix. This is the old school remix.
Thank you.
like to do that, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, people, I got a quick announcement, all right? Shouts out to Ashwood, Mr. Cyanite. And this probably ain't going to apply, because you guys got a Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme over there, Cyanite?
A Dunkin' Donuts? No, we don't have that stuff over there.
Krispy Kreme, none of that?
No.
Well, you're going to miss out. All right, people, honor history, yeah, and eat a free donut. Yeah, it's National Donut Day, tomorrow, Friday, which honors the sweet treat's role in American culture. Yeah, right. You can thank the Salvation Army for this one. Basically, the once an icon of American culture, which I didn't never know it was, but the old donut has been left maligned. Used as an example of everything that's wrong with American food. Fucking right it is. Sweet rolling around confection. Causes you to get overweight. But hey, Friday is National Donut Day. So let us remember the donut's place in our history. Yeah, there's free food involved. You already know that. What else you going to do it for? National Donut Day is not a creation of the snack food industry, but actually started in 1938 as a fundraiser for the Salvation Army. Women of that organization started America's complicated love affair with the donut during World War I as part of their effort to bring a little bit of home to U.S. troops in France. Okay. Salvation Army served coffee and donuts, which now the police have taken over that role. We couldn't confirm that the donuts are actually fried in metal helmets, but it makes a nice story. Right. Here's the recipe that was used, and you have to go to MoneyCentral.com and click on free donuts, or Google free donuts. But it'll probably pull up a lot of other shit, so watch what you look for. Yeah. So many soldiers planned to open donut shops after the war that the military published a book on the subject, and Donuts and American Passion. Exactly who invented the donuts is up for debate. Most cultures have a variation of fried bread or cake, and Wikipedia has a list of donut-like creations from around the world. Dutch immigrants are often credited with creating the first American donut, called oliekoeks.
Oliebollen. Dutch, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the oliebollen, the oil balls. We have them on New Year's every day. That's some kind of dough that is deep fried.
Oh, well, congratulations, Dutch, for making the first donut.
Thank you.
Oily cakes. Yeah, you know, oily cakes. That sounds real healthy. Yeah, give me one of those oily cakes.
It's not healthy. You don't eat it too much or you'll get cancer, but it sure tastes great.
Damn, you get cancer?
Yeah, but if you like eat 1,000 of them.
Well, shit, I mean, what if you go there every day for 1,000 days? Shit, you get cancer on 1,000 day. Fuck, I shouldn't ate that 1,000 one. Now I got cancer. Okay.
So about 999, everything is fine.
Oh, all right. Y'all remember that, people? That's the magic number. All nines. No 99.5. You might go overboard. 1803 English book. Included a recipe for donuts in a section of American recipes. By the 1920s, machines had been invented to mass produce donuts. The Chicago World's Fair in 1934 declared the donut the food hit of the century of progress. According to Mr. Breakfast's, who the fuck is Mr. Breakfast? Mr. Breakfast's definitive history of the donut. And I thought Mr. Smell So Good was a awful ball name. Right. Some of today's popular donut chains were around for the first National Donut Day. Lamar's, never heard of that one. Midwestern chain opened in 1933. Shipley Donuts opened in 1936. And good old Krispy Kreme, who took the world by storm in 1937. And it's fell off ever since. And then you got ragged-ass Dunkin' Donuts, sucks. A relative latecomer coming along in 1950. Only thing I like is them little chocolate donut balls they be having. You get like a whole box of them. They donuts for themselves suck. I don't like big donuts. We may think of... hey, get the fuck out of my way, man. We may think of donuts as a quintessentially, what the hell big ass word is that? Quintessentially American food, but Canadians claim they actually eat more donuts per capita. Who the f*** cares? And it is donut, donut, or donut. What the f***? Who the hell cares? Do you spell it donut? Or do you spell it D-O? What's the difference? Boy, people want to make a mother issue out of everything. Anyway, somebody did an extensive actual study and investigation about the two spellings and concluded it's a matter of taste. Who the f*** cares? Anyways, speaking of taste, if you're in search of the nation's best donuts, Serious Eats, which is a website, put together a National Donut Honor Roll in 2007, as if we had time to do that. Apparently they did. So, where can you get your free donut on a Friday? Check your local mom and pop shops. And if you're lucky enough to have any left, you can also get a free donut at the participating locations of these stores. You must say Captain Smells So Good in order to receive your donut. I don't know. Free promo for me, though. Krispy Kreme. All customers receive a free donut. No purchase necessary. Dunkin' Donuts, free donut with the purchase of a beverage. You sons of... Oh. Lamar's is all customers receive a free Raises original glazed donut. Raise is the guy that's in the back making donuts, I guess. No purchase necessary. And you got Shipley Donuts, where you get a free glazed donut with the purchase until noon. And then all their shit's going back sky high. Yeah, home of the $10 donut. Oh, I don't really know. I'm just saying. And, yeah, so that's going down tomorrow, man. Any of you guys have a sweet tooth, you better get in there for the cops get in there. That's all I can tell you. Fucking police find out about that. They're going to be in line thinking there's a fucking all the damn donut shops got robbed or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Somebody's robbing the donut shops. All the fucking cops are around. Hell no, nah, punk bitches got an ass and they're trying to get all the fucking donuts first. Punk bitches. Only supposed to get one. Cops walking out with two donuts and a cup. Cup of coffee. Get your punk ass. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Anyways, if you want to send some e-cards, you know what I'm saying? Send some cards. You can send some free National Donut e-cards. Of course, you still have to go to this damn link, moneycentral.com. And moneycentral.msn.com, and then click on that. Also, they're giving away some free donut knit patterns for all you extremely bored at home people from Flint Knits. Though we don't know why anyone would want to knit a donut, but hey, why do you put shirts on dogs? Right. For the hell of it. Shit. Because you can. Hey, you put shirts on your dog this time?
No, man.
You got no little fucking
I don't even teach
and all that?
I don't even teach her tricks. I don't want that on a dog. A dog show, stuff like that. Hate that too.
Oh, man. You see fucking Goofy Bone Dog. Man. I swear, I'm going to drop his website. This motherfucker, his dog got... But she got more clothes than he do. Fucking Boo Noo. Shout out to Boo Noo.
Oh, man.
Number of Salvation Army, man. Locations are planning National Donut Day events to raise money to help the poor. The reason National Donut Day was created. So if you see any old ladies slanging donuts, yeah, go ahead and shoot them a buck or two, people. In recent decades, the donut has been pushed aside by the bagel. Who the fuck eat bagels? I eat bagels. I ain't even gonna lie. Them raisin bagels?
Yeah, them garlic ones.
I eat the raisin bagels. But they ain't take over no donut. It ain't like I'm going to the store and say, ooh, Krispy Kreme. Ooh, I got to have me a bagel. Hell nah. Get me motherfucking damn toothache, what they call this? Well, they should have called them toothache dough. That's what the motherfuckers do. Yeah, the toothache, so you bite into them. You got to have your donuts. But yeah, they say it's been pushed aside by the bagel and scorned by those who cringe at the sight of fat and sugar. Although Americans still suck down Pepsi and motherfucking Coca-Cola and goddamn birthday cake on a fucking daily basis and eat candy by the goddamn pound bags. But you're going to blame it on the motherfucking donut. Shit me. That's not your problem, America. It's a lot of other things called keep your mouth closed syndrome. And most of them can't. So they have the I see and eat syndrome. What is that? Yeah, I see and I just eat it. Oh. But I don't have that problem. Thank you, Lord. Because,
follow with another one.
Oh, feels good.
I like this. This
Let's see. Let me get some an oily boy. O-L-L-E-B-O-I is a plural for Oli Boli. About this sound, is traditional Dutch food, Oli Boli, literally old oil balls. Don't think I'll be having any of those. Yeah, give me some of those oil balls. Oh.
Oil balls.
Are you sure? You're
like on a link, look at the picture.
Oh, okay. Are traditionally eaten on New Year's Eve and at fun fairs. They're also called schmuten balls. Schmauteballen. Literally, lard balls. In Belgium. Sometimes it is referenced in English as Dutch donut. Right. That's the cover-up name for it. Yeah. Yeah, man. Let's see what an oily ball looks like. Oh. What the fuck is that?
That's an oil ball.
That look like a ball or something. Damn. And like somebody was cooking without a frying. It's just threw a bunch of balls of dough into a frying pan. What do they call them? Fritters? I think Americans call them shits fritters or some shit like that. When you take them and you just...
That's
what they call it, fritters, ain't it?
Fritures. That's, that's a Dutch word. That's a Dutch word.
What, fritters?
Yeah, that's the where you throw the balls, the oil balls in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. That's they. Be, they have. I know what you're talking about there. Yeah, they got them here. Yeah. They well, they've reinvented them and call them elephant ears now. It's the same. It's the same shit. They just put a big ass patty of dough, throw it in there, fry it up, and then throw some you know, sugary yeah, that's it, and serve it up, and call it an elephant in. It's the same shit. Fucking biters, man. Fucking American biters. That's what you guys are. Fucking American biters. It's an oily ball. It's not an elephant ear. Now I'm going to the circus this year and cuffing everybody out. I'm going to see you guys at the fair. Cuffing everybody out. This is a f***ing oily ball. Probably get kicked out of the fair and shit. You know. Oily ball. And yeah. Go Dutch. Yeah, of course I get kicked out. But it's all good. Shaking My Head News. SMHnews.com. Bricks of cocaine. Are we into another news yet? Am I reading ahead of time? I think I'm reading ahead of time. Well, like 7 minutes. Give y'all a cheat one. This is a cheat. Bricks of cocaine worth $2.1 million was discovered washed up on a Texas beach. Uh-oh. The bush done left their motherfucking back door open. Somebody hit the house up. Oh, my man. Did I say bush? Washed up on a Texas beach. A beachgoer in Galveston, Texas, found bag which contained 16 bricks. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 20. But, yeah. 16 bricks of cocaine wrapped in rubber, large balloons, and some other shit. Now, he found 16 bricks. Stupid motherfucker. Boy, you's a dumbass. Shit. Barcode markings were found on the outer wrappers of the bricks. Damn! Which is common for drug cartel shipments. The codes may be able to help investigators if other shipments with similar codes have been seized by the Drug Enforcement Agency. The bag was discovered on May 22nd. Had been in the water long enough to grow barnacles on it. Damn, but it was still wrapped that good, though. Well, that shit was still good. Damn. Bricks! $2.1 million bricks! And that some bitch ain't get shit off of it, I bet you. You ain't no reward. Dumbass. Took that bitch back to motherfucking wherever you. Shit. You in Texas! You in Texas with dope! And you crazy! You right next to Mexico! Shit! Took that bitch to Felipe. Flipped that bitch back over across the border. That's about,
oh,
shit, at least about a meal off of it. Shit. Mm-hmm. Video of the week. Badass black girl. Nah, she's not the baddest. I've seen some disgusting little girls, but shit, she's not as bad as a fucking two-year-old smoking cigarettes and goddamn jack tar. I'd rather my kids fucking cussing than, yeah, hitting a pack of Marlboros in front of me. What kind of shit is that? That was justified. I just seen that on the sidelines, people, my bad. Ashwood, what's going down today, brother? How's the projects and everything going, man? Not saying that you live in the projects.
Going good.
I mean,
yes,
just saying, what projects do you have going on?
Oh, man, I got a couple battles coming up. That's about it, man. Just trying to see what's popping with
that. Yeah. We got to do a drop for the battles, you know what I'm saying? We need to drop battle drop and shit and run it, you know what I'm saying?
You said a battle drop.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures.
It's the motherfucking battle drop for 813,
so
bitches.
Motherfucking good, you bitches.
Come and get
you
your ass whooped in the ring.
The fuck on, partner.
Yeah.
Six Figures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we gotta have some wrestling music. Oh, yeah. It's the 813 battles going down. Oh, yeah. Sunday, be there. Oh, yeah. Don't let the 12-inch pythons go wild on you. I got some 6-inch pythons, goddamn it. I already know the bitch is 12. They work, though. Shit. My shit's work.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let y'all know, this program is sponsored by...
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What?
It's a great new
unofficially, of course.
With grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and
shake 'em up, shake
'em
up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake
'em
up. That's a shake
'em
up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Wait, wait, so
now you get some.
Thunderbird and
girl, you is totally shake together, girl. Ooh wee, girl, you is totally together. I'm about to use that line today. That's a real throwback line. Damn, baby, you was totally together.
Okay.
What you say? What you say, Jab Turkey? Hey, damn, she done went back to the 70s on me. What the hell is this? The Eye Fairy conducts a wedding ceremony in Tokyo. Eye Fairy robot weds Tokyo couple and tiny voice. What kind of shit is this? Y'all, what? Tokyo, Japan, Chinese, y'all do some crazy shit. I'm about to put y'all in the rankings of the UK because, you know, the other Chinese dude married the motherfucking pillow and shit. What kind of shit is that? Some of the bitches got
the
super sex dolls. Yeah, they got super sex dolls and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm there. Almost everyone stood when the bride walked down the aisle in her white gown, but not the wedding conductor, because she was bolted to her chair. Yeah, the nuptials at this ceremony were led by Eye Fairy, a 4-foot-tall seated robot with flashing eyes and plastic pigtails. Sunday's wedding was the first time a marriage had been led by a robot. Wow, that would be surprising. Duh, since it's supposed to be a motherfucking preacher. But hey, who cares? Please lift the bride's veil, the robot said in a tiny voice, waving its arms in the air as the newlyweds kissed in front of about 50 guests. What the fuck was he doing, a wave? Go, 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 go. This is the only thing we can teach the robot to do. The wedding took place at a restaurant in Hibiya Park in central Tokyo, where the Eye Fairy wore a wreath of flowers and directed a rooftop ceremony. Wires led out from beneath it to a black curtain a few feet away, where a man crouched and ejaculated, and clicked commands into a computer. Wow. What a nerd. Japan is one of the most advanced robotics industries in the world, with the government actively supporting the field for future growth. Industrial models and factories are now standard, but recently Japanese companies are making a push to inject robots into everyday life. Speaking of iRobot, iFairy. Imagine the fuck out of that. That bitch is like a fucking Raggedy Ann doll. Robotic Raggedy Ann. Get yours now. Honda. Yeah, makes a walking child-shaped robot. Be on the lookout for recalled child-shaped robots. Oh. And other firms have developed them to entertain the elderly or play baseball. Coco Roll. Whose corporate goal is to touch the hearts of the people. Also makes giant dinosaur robots for exhibitions and lifelike android models such as, yeah, the backdoor bandit doll. Oh, that can smile and laugh. The company is blah, 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 which owns the rights to Hello Kitty and other Japanese characters. Okay. That article totally sucked, but thank you for that one. It's not better than the bricks of cocaine worth $2.1 million that was washed up on a Texas beach. Yeah! And then somebody turned it in. What kind of good, dumb American shit is that? If this was the Nutty News, I would have gave you an award. You lucky you didn't make the headlines. Crazy mother. Boy, what was this? Freeway talks about Jay-Z and Beanie Beef. Who the fuck cares? Says he would reunite with Rock. Ex-Rockefeller soldier Freeway. Blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck cares who y'all motherfucking... Twitter Beef. Wow. Fabulous sets the record straight on Cat Stacks. New York rapper LaFabulous has stepped forward to clear the air on his alleged recent involvement with groupie Cat Stacks being assaulted. And where did he post it? On Twitter! What the fuck is that? Do you think Lawrence Taylor did it or was he set up? Right. A 13-year-old girl in your room, brother? Comes out bruised the fuck up. I think he did it. Another headline says, what? Say that again. Jonah Hill tells Diddy and Jermaine Dupri, why don't we all just suck each other's dicks? Wow. Jonah Hill stars in the new movie Get 'Em to the Greek with Diddy. During an interview. Is that the white dude? Let me read more into that. What if that's the white dude? Because y'all both are fucking dick suckers, fucking fags. Yeah, Jonah Hill starred in a new movie, Get 'Em to the Greek with Diddy. During an interview, Jonah tells Jimmy Kimmel about what happened when he was partying it up with Jermaine Dupri and Diddy in Las Vegas. They were all on the elevator and Jonah yells out, oh, you gotta watch the video? What the kind of free promo is that? Oh, man, now you finna goddamn get some promo for the movie. Now you talking about this some fucking fags or something. Look at this fag shit. Fucking lard ass. This guy looks like a total nerd fag. I gotta come up with some new words and shit. Anybody can get a movie, man. I think I need to go to Hollywood. It's time for me to... If you guys get this motherfucker... Please. Time to go to Hollywood, people. Is everybody ready? We're going to Hollywood, man. Oh, I guess y'all ain't ready. All right. I know what you're ready for, then. Yeah. It's time to get into it. It's time to get some awards out, people. Don't forget, don't get your fucking free fried fritter. Tomorrow, tell them you want a fried fritter. Tell them you want an oily ball. Yeah. Go to Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow on Friday and tell them you want an oily ball for free. If they look at you strange, say, motherfucker, that's the original donut, bitch. They give them my free donut. Oh. Might not want to say that, but it's a good try. And today's Nutty News, nuttynewstoday.com. It's going to have a little twist to it. We're going to do something new today, guys. Guess what we're going to do? Bam! We're going to put some techno in the background. It might be 1970s, but fuck it. It's techno, goddammit. Why is it techno shit? Techno! Oh, yeah, just appropriate, too. Good techno to start out in the nuttiest fucking place on the planet, people. UK. This is news from around the world, and I mean the world. Oh, yeah. We're in UK. Where someone actually studied why mice go gaga for urine. Oh, yeah. All the Americans did that. Oh, yeah. Jane Hurst and colleagues studied more than 450 female house mice. I'm pretty sure you did. The scientists exposed the mice to two urine scents. One from a male, I wonder where they got the urine from, and one from a female, I wonder where they got it from, and measured how long the females lingered near the smelly spot. In some trials, the mice were allowed to touch the scent mark, and in some cases, only smell it. The new finding is the first time a specific protein has been shown to drive sexual attraction to individual males in a complex vertebrae. I beg the difference. I have a couple of YouTube videos where guys like to get peed on. Oh. And girls too. So hey, I think you guys are a little late on your studying. It's called fetishes. Piss on me, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right there, baby. Oh, watch my eye. Oh, shit, my eye. My bad. Okay. Keep it fucking moving. Fuck. Getting paid for doing shit like that. Getting paid for shit like that. Wow, man. Alright, we're going to take a little quick interjection from the bridge. John Mayer, this is brought to you by USMagazine.com, by the ways of Heavenly Angel, who says, John Mayer, Jessica Simpson was crazy in bed. Okay, there's enough reading that because we all know she's a slut bag. Alrighty. Keep moving. And New York. Bank fired me because I'm too hot. And yes, the fuck you are. I'd fire you too and hire you for Playboy. Deborah Lee Lorenzana, 33, is a serious MILF. Yes. So certain her sultry looks led her to, her job loss at the bank's branch in New York's landmark Chrysler building. She filed suit claiming she was canned over her penchant for pencil skirts and other body-hugging attire. Yes, sir. Lorenzana accused Citibank of discriminating against her because of her natural good looks, ordering her not to wear turtlenecks, fitted business suits, or 3-inch heels to work because it was too distracting for colleagues. The divorced single mom said the anti-hot dress code was enforced only on her. Because you're too f***ing hot. Give her an award. This is her hot award. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Keep this thing moving. Let's talk about the 10 dirtiest hotels in America. This is where you guys want to be staying at. Yeah. Extra cheap prices. Number one on the top is, well, fuck it. I guess we're supposed to stop at 10 to 1, huh? Let's go with number 10 is the Continental Oceanfront Hotel, South Beach, on Miami Beach. All you party goers. Huh? The who, the what? What the hot, the who, the? Who, the what, the hot, the?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
What the? What the hell is going on over here, man? Everybody all right over here? I don't even throw in nobody. Shit. All right. Let's get back on this call. All right, hold on. Let's hold the fuck on.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, you talking to somebody else, huh?
I just had one about 2 weeks ago. What's up, little man? Hanging in there?
Hey, guys.
I know. I wanted a girl, but when he was born, man, I fell in love with him.
Okay, you just want to talk to my show, huh?
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah. Bless you.
Bless me!
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Wasn't me.
Timmy! Oh, you still there?
Oh, let me check my ear.
Oh, you going to check your email? You going to check your motherfucking email during my show? Yeah. Everybody, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Tell you what to check. I can't check my email during the show.
I ain't no good fucking far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless,
and I'll keep it short on that one.
Wow, that must be the first guest you had on the show that got on the wall.
Hey, that's real. Gotta give him a hand clap. You the first guest that got on the award. That ain't even part of the news.
Give him the
point. I'm talking about Ashwood breaking records all the way. He breaking records on and off the music scene. That's what I'm talking about. Goddamn Ashwood. This motherfucker here. He gonna be in the middle of his performance and shit. Y'all hold on. In the middle of a lyric and shit. It feels good. Wait a minute, I gotta take a drink of water. Take a drink of water.
Drink
okay,
of water.
It feels good. Mother, make a toast to this and some of the bow.
Oh, yeah. Man.
All right. The 10th dirtiest hotel in America to the Continental Oceanfront Hotel South Beach. And that's down in Miami Beach. The number 9 is Desert Lodge in Palm Springs, California. Number 8 is the Capistrano Seaside Inn at the Capistrano Beach, California. Number 7 is the Parisian Hotel and Suites in Miami. Damn, Miami, y'all on the map twice. Miami Beach, Florida has some disgusting hotels. Number 6 is the New York Inn in New York, New York. You ever stayed there? There, Ashwood?
Yes, sir.
No, you stayed in a nasty hotel. Number 6 on the list. All right, congratulations to you. Number 5 is the Quality Inn down there in Shroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Number 8 is the Super 8, which is probably all of them motherfuckers is nasty shit. Super 8 is a 2% upgrade to the Motel 6. Both of them motherfuckers is nasty. Super 8 Virginia Beach at the Ocean in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number 3 is the Tropicana Resort Hotel in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Virginia, you have some nasty hotels. Number 2, Days Inn in Eureka at the Six Flags. How the fuck is the Six Flags nasty? Probably because Six Flags sucks. But that's in Eureka, Missouri. And number 1.
What's number 1?
Hold on. Hold on, people. Let's get a drum roll. Heritage Marina Hotel in Fruity, San Francisco, California. Okay, nobody.
Shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Hell, eat that, motherfuckers. Eat that shit. Down there. All right, we're going to keep that moving there, yeah. 10 dirtiest hotels in America, of course, right there, people. Oh, man. Who remembers the Golden Girls?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, the slut from the Golden Girls dies at 76.
Blanche?
Yeah. Yeah, old Rue McClanahan dies at 76. Ah, that was my favorite slut on television. Yeah, old school slut. Yeah. Wanted to tag her, teabag her a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did I say that on radio? Oops. Actress Rue McClanahan, who starred in the 1980s television sitcom Golden Girls. Yeah, died today, Thursday. She was 76.
Oh, wow. Isn't she the last one of the Golden Girls to die?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure all two of them, at least. Ain't that old ass lady that played the mother? Oh, she's still alive. She's still alive. God damn, woman, what you doing? Shit. She got to be like 100 and some change. Yeah, McClanahan's manager, Barbara Lawrence, tells People magazine on its website that the actress died at 1 a.m. after having a massive stroke. All righty, for a good old Blanche. Yeah, here you go. Now, hold up, where my motherfucking ward at? Somebody just got another, who was just whistling?
Not me.
What?
Boy, look at here, man. Listen here, man, you don't whistle during the moment of silence for a deficit?
You lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummy dirtbag.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Oh, no, you don't.
Goddamn ass wood. When the taps is on, brother. All right, the taps is playing, man. Everybody fucking take your hats off and all that shit. Fucking Root, man. Fucking Blanche is dead, man. Shit. Fucking Blanche. Oh, I love you. Blanche, I love you. All right, let's go to Washington, Dix of Columbia, where McCartney bashes Bush at Obama party. As if anybody would give a fuck. But hey, it's nutty news. Paul McCartney, washed up Beatle, 67, left no question about how he felt about Obama. Telling the president that in tough times, you have billions of us who are rooting for you, and we know you are going to come through. Right. Later, after the TV cameras had left, he expressed appreciation for the Library of Congress and added a zinger. After the last 8 years, it's great to have a president who knows what a library is. Oh! Damn, I need that one. I gotta find that sound bite. That was a nice one there, Paul. Shit. Wish I could have said that one. But, all right. Well, we're in California, where Mexico opens California office to provide ID for illegals. That's the way you do it. Yeah. Give everybody illegal ID. The Mexican government is opening a satellite consular office on Catalina Island, a small resort off the California coast with a history of drug smuggling and human trafficking. Yeah, that's the perfect place to be. to provide the islands as illegal Mexican immigrants with identification cards. Right, that'll fix the problem. The Mexican consul office in Los Angeles issued a flyer, a copy of which was obtained by the examiner, listing the Catalina Island Country Club as the location of its satellite office. It invites Mexicans to visit the office to obtain the identification called matricular cards by appointment. Right. I'll buy that for $1. So all my illegal immigrants out there, if you can get on over there and catch a boat or something, you can get your fucking illegal immigrant card. Stop being hated on. You can, bam, pull out my illegal immigrant card. Check me out. Bam. I have an identification card that identifies me as an illegal alien. Take that. Stupid motherfuckers, man. Yeah, motherfuckers. You gotta give motherfuckers an identification card that identifies them as an illegal alien. Hey, how's the case, motherfuckers, man? Nutty dude. Salem, Oregon. Man faces charges after dog grabs bunny. Damn, it's a fast dog. Shit. An Oregon man has been charged with animal abuse after ordering his dog to attack a rabbit at a Salem City park in front of children. Police said he was hunting wabbit. Oh, my bad. My bad. Police said 33-year-old Luke Kishpaw, kind of name is that, okay, of Salem told his Doberman Pinscher to go after the rabbit while a group of four young girls were watching it play in the grass at Woodman Sea Park. Well, I guess they would see a man sick a dog on a rabbit. Get him, get him.
What did the rabbit say? What's up, dog?
Shit, not to the dog. I got that mother. What's up, Doc? Oh. Oh. My bad, people. Bad people. We're potheads on this show, people. You have to, well, and ex-potheads.
Timmy!
He's in drug rehab right now. We'll see you later, Timmy. All right. Let's go over here to Venice, Louisiana, where fisherman's wife breaks the silence. Bum, bum, bum. Kendra Arneson's husband often calls while he's out on a shrimping trip. So she wasn't surprised to hear her cell phone ring the night of April 29th while he was on an overnight fishing expedition. However, this time her husband, David, wasn't calling to tell her about the day's catch or to wish their children, Alina and David Jr., a good night. He was calling to tell her he was sick. And the strange thing about it, so were men on the seven other shrimping boats working near his dun-dun-dun. And it cuts off. Okay, so what the fuck is that supposed to mean? What did she break the silence about? That he was sick? Oh, they probably, I don't know. People, we got to go reading in on this. Reading in. Sick fisherman keeps silent. Why? Let's see why. He was on an overnight fishing expedition. However, at the time, her husband, blah, 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 blah. I received several calls from him saying this one's hanging over the boat throwing up. This one says he's dizzy and he's feeling faint. Everybody's loading up their stuff, tying up their rigs, and going back to the docks. Arneson believes it was vapors from the oil and the dispersants from the BP Gulf oil disaster that made her husband and other shrimpers sick. She says they were downwind of it, and the smell was so strong they could almost taste it. For several weeks, she hesitated to talk publicly about it. Like many fishermen who can no longer fish in the Gulf, Her husband has signed a contract to work with BP to clean up the oil. Ain't that a bitch? And she doesn't want to bite the hand that puts the food on the family's table. I don't think so. They're taking it off.
Hmm.
Right. Oh, man. Listen, people. But now, oh, wait a minute. Arneson, a 32-year-old uneducated housewife, her words, it's breaking her silence and encouraging others in her community to do the same. After attending a lecture by whoever the fuck that is, a toxicologist who's worked with families affected by the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska, Arneson decided to organize other wives to snitch, basically. Her cell phone rings constantly. Hey, Mother Teresa. Teresa. How you doing? She said, taking a call Tuesday morning. Can you come to the meeting tonight? But people don't want to talk because they're scared. Scared of what? What are you supposed to be scared of? You better be scared of what? Because in that water, shit, how the fuck you better be scared of? Anyways, man, y'all want to read more to that shit, go to CNN.com, Empowered Patient. Check out that article. Yeah, all right. That shit's crazy. Motherfuckers be on diet and shit because they want to sit up here and worry about, you know what I'm saying, the government. Man, shit, the government motherfucking ones are going to kill your ass in the end because of your silence. You better talk the fuck up. Help save another life, you know what I'm saying? I ought to give her an award. I ain't gonna give an award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Sack of monkey shit, god damn.
That's extreme. You know, they call somebody a stack of monkey shit. Just stack of monkey shit. Like, you reach way back in your mental to get that one out. You know what I'm saying? Monkey shit. Like, damn. Like, you ostrich spit. Like, what? Like, you know, ostrich
dickless,
spit.
Hopeless,
you know what I'm saying?
Heartless.
Hey.
Lying.
All right. Lying sack of shit trash can. What the hell is shit trash can? Boy, when you get angry, boy, all kind of shit come out your mouth. Boy, yeah, all kind of unorthodox words. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't matter. Take it on over here to California, and big ups to all the people that's tuning into the show right now. We are into a segment that's called the Nutty News of the Day. It's brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com, and we bring you news from around the world, and I mean the world. Shouts out to Alex Jax, the guest who's almost about to get that ass booted. I'm going to give you to about the last enemy reading these names before you get that ass. Pow! Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia. There we go. Jamie Havocon. And Sayonite. And, of course, we got Mr. No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Ash. Woo! Okay, people. Now, since I've done all that, shout out to me, damn it. Oh, Jaime Garcia. Hola, mi amigo. Pow, 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 pow. If you're Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Okay, people. Somebody give me a countdown.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pow! Black. You just got your ass booted. Oops. I don't know who that was, but hey, we don't allow guests on this show. So, yeah. Oh, mofo, my mofo.
Mofo. Mofo
Sayonite. Mofo Sayonite. It's my mofo. It's my mofo Sayonite. Y'all know nothing about that, man. LA students are taught Arizona immigration law is un-American. As if we didn't have anything else to teach our failing school systems. Right. The Los Angeles Unified School District, school board wants all public school students in the city to be taught education. Oh, my bad. That Arizona's new immigration law is un-American. The Board of Education directed the superintendent to ensure that LAUSD civics and history classes discuss the recent laws enacted in Arizona in the context of the American values of unity, diversity, and equal protection for all. But you motherfuckers didn't give a damn when Haitians come over here wanting to talk about them or anybody else, Cubans or slavery or any other motherfucking thing. But y'all want to bring up this shit? Man, please. I'll buy that for a dollar.
It's her, not me.
All right, people.
It's her. Her mom. Talking her head. She listened to her mom.
He's going for another water, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on him.
No, she had it here. And then.
He's
a
forward some nasty people, by the way, if he gets three awards in one show.
No, they still here. They can't leave.
Ashwood. Where is it? Hey, Ashwood.
He finally knew.
Ashwood! Yes, Samba.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
That would be some foul language to use on someone. Well, since he's my homie, we're chilling. All right. Let's go to Washington, dick of asses. Dick of clicks. Dick of clusters. Something like that. There's a big party at the White House. If anybody wants to show up and crash it like the other stupid guys did, I don't know how the hell they got in, but shit, they showed you. Our security sucks at the White House. Get you a fake ID, get you a nice chick on your arm, and you're in there. Yeah. Paul McCartney had been itching to perform a certain song at the White House. It must be Fuck America. But no. And he seized the moment when it arrived. The former washed-up Beatle brought down the house at an East Room concert Wednesday night by belting out Michelle, aiming its romantic lyrics straight at a first lady named Michelle. Yeah, he wants a taste of the old chocolate. Yeah, he wants to dip his cream in the old cup of mocha, huh? Yeah. Since, Obama's getting his little side action going on, I guess Paul figures he can slide on up in there and give the first lady her first dance. You know what I'm saying? Oh!
Ouch.
Oh. Toledo, Ohio, cop who saved fawn faces jail and fines. Yeah. Who fuck likes Good Samaritans? I don't. Oh.
So, wait, he saved the farm, and he gets fined for it?
Yeah, and it gets worse.
Damn.
It's worse. Everybody, hold your lips, people. Hold your lips. Ew. Anybody got some Listerine? Because Toledo Police Sergeant Mark Fry, who resuscitated a newborn fawn back to life. Ooh. Yeah, people, he put his lips in... Ooh, tongue the little fawn. Yeah. Back to life after its mother got hit by a car, might be facing jail time and possible fines. Yeah, his wife might also face fines in jail time because they are accused of keeping the fawn at an undisclosed location while it is being nursed back to health. The Fry said they won't turn the wildlife animal over to the Ohio Division of Wildlife because they are afraid the deer will be euthanized. Well, I don't see how much good it's going to do if you stupid motherfuckers is in jail and can't feed the little fucker. And it dies on its own.
Well, still finding somebody for saving a life.
Hey, I'm saying that's fucked up. Yeah, I mean, what y'all going to do with it? What the fuck are you going to do with the deer? You know what I'm saying? Ain't like you can keep the deer as a pet. The bitch gone, it's wild. So, I mean, when it get back healthy, the bitch gonna run the fuck off. Not a dog, people. You can't put a t-shirt on the motherfucker and call it Sally.
But
yeah,
who
this
said,
is my deer.
Who said that he wanted to keep the deer as a pet?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess that's what they're insinuating, since they want to, you know, nurse it back to health and everything, so... But hey, man, shit, that's some good fun. That's some good shit. Hey, fuck that. Give them an award. Shit. Good job, people, for taking care of the goddamn animals. You know what I'm saying? That's what we supposed to be doing out here, you know, taking care of our animals, including the humans. Oh! Congratulations. Oh, man. We're about to get into some extremely nutty news. I'm actually reading ahead of you guys. So I have to prepare you for what is about to come ahead. You all might want to stop eating any food that you might be consuming and start drinking any alcohol that might be available. Yeah. Here we go. Porn music, please. I need an automatic porn music button, just like bam, just pushing in automatic porn music. You know what I'm saying? Bam. Porn, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. This is the last sane one. Everything else from after this is downhill. Okay. Boater exposed himself during wedding ceremony. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking mooning her. Take that as a wedding present. Yeah. Ah. Put it in your eye. Oh. Police arrested a Georgia man after officer said he exposed himself from a boat during a wedding. Police say, Downing D's. Wow, hold up, man. His name is not Downing D's. Oh, man, if you didn't catch hell in motherfucking school, man. Oh, man, who was Downing D's? Man, that's a fucked up name. Oh, that's probably why he did it. He was in a boat on Shem Creek when he allegedly pulled down his swimsuit and showed his private parts to the wedding party and guest at Cottage on the Creek. That sounds kind of disgusting. Cottage on the Creek.
Right. He thought... That sounded disgusting.
Dude whipped it out on him. Pow! Take that, guess. Ah, pow, pow, pow. Oh, early wedding present in case he can't get it up for you. Pow, pow, pow. Oh. All right, we got to go ahead and go downhill a little bit, man. Let's go down a little bit. In Virginia, man kills cat over video game. Fucking right. That's what I'm talking about. Cats, get your ass out of the way to the fucking video screen when I'm trying to get to a million. A Virginia man allegedly killed a kitten after the animal somehow disconnected a video game while he was playing it. Yeah. Bruce Walston, 21, is facing an animal cruelty charge for allegedly killing his girlfriend's black kitten by throwing it against a wall in the apartment. Walston was arrested after his girlfriend, Bessie Hess, and that's a country-ass name, called cops about the incident, which occurred in front of her children. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's screwed up.
That is fucked up. You get some triple awards today, man. But
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Smelly, you gotta give him a call.
Keep firing! Spend
yeah.
some of that taxpayer money!
You had to give him four. He gave S3, you had to give him four.
Ah, man, yeah, Ashwood got three, shit. You already had the record and shit. Damn. Had to give him extra people. Just to get over Ashwood's off record. That's how Ashwood. Oh, man, that's fucked up, though, man. Man, you goddamn, throw the kid. You want to throw a cat up against the damn window, man. Animal cruelty at its finest, people. That's fucked up. Shoot his ass one more time.
Shields up. Red alert. Lock phases and fire.
Damn, that was dramatic.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in the movie just then, like, oh shit. Oh shit, Captain. I see him. All right, we're back in Washington, dicks of clicks. Yeah, black lawmakers want to limit a new ethics office. Stung by a series of injuries, nearly half the members of the Congressional Black Caucus want to scale back the aggressive ethics procedures that Democrats trumpeted after gaining control of Congress. Representative Marcia Fudge, Democrat from Ohio, and 19 fellow black lawmakers on the All-Democratic Caucus quietly introduced a resolution last week that would restrict the powers of the new independent Office of Congressional Ethics. Since its inception, the Ethics Office has investigated at least 8 black caucus members. Right. What y'all want to limit them from snitching on ya? Don't worry, it's going to be another one set up for everybody. They're going to start snitching on all y'all motherfuckers. Get the hell out of here. Yeah. Oh, this is, what? Rat laughs when you tickle them. Right, not going to go into that one. Collinsville. Bonfire ends in brawl over religion. Demons. Yeah. Now, I just read the dude talking about something he was... Now, did he say he was possessed or his friend was possessed? And that was the reason for him ripping his face off, ripping his heart out of his chest while he was still alive, completely ripping his flesh from his body when the police arrived. Yeah. I think because his friend was possessed. Right. A father and his two sons landed in jail after talk of religion and demons at a Memorial Day weekend bonfire led to a drunken brawl. Prosecutors charged Timothy Neal, 44, of Elk Grove Village, and twin sons Timothy Wade Neal and dad Daniel Allen Neal, both 18, with felony mob action. Damn, It never heard these kind of charges, boy. The victim had been talking about religion and demons when the other three became upset and started whipping up on him. Whipping up on him. Right. Oh, man. Yeah, Washington of Dickheads. I think, did I read this? I thought I read this, but 2,300 are running for Congress, most in decades. Did I read that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, discontent with incumbents and anti-Washington anger are adding up to a potentially record-breaking crowd of congressional challengers this election year. More than 2,300 people are running for 471 House and Senate seats in the midterms. It's the highest number of candidates in at least 35 years, according to data provided by the Associated Press and the Federal Election Commission, which began tracking candidates in 1975. That's what I'm talking about. It's time for Americans, real Americans, to step up, get off your keisters, and get your ass into them offices, man, and get them other farts out of there, and then turn this shit upside down. But don't motherfucker become part of the plan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get you sucking and shit, running into the damn Capitol to take the bitch over, and then you come out with jobs. You know what I'm saying? That's not revolution. That's not revolution. Pittsburgh. Electric officials say no thanks to Obama invite. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Turn down the goddamn president? What kind of shit is that? Gotta feel good when you can turn down the president. Nah, I don't want to fucking talk to the goddamn president. Who is he? He's just a fucking president. Right. All right. Congressman Jason Altmaier and Tim Murphy have previous engagements. Senator Bob Casey Jr. and Representative Mike Doyle are out of town on anniversary trips with their wives during this great oil spill, that is. And Allegheny County Executive Dan Honorado will be campaigning in Philadelphia. So when President Obama and Senator Arian Spector landed at Pittsburgh International Airport today, Mayor Luke Ravenstahl will receive them by himself. Yeah. The rest of the region's top elected officials declined White House invitations to attend Obama's speech at Carnegie Mellon University. Yeah, their offices said. Why are you giving a speech? Fuck a speech, man. Oh, man. Fucking sick of speeches, man. Sorry, people. I mean, it's just, you know, fucking speeches just suck. You know what I'm saying? That's all they make up this damn president to be able to do is give a damn speech. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, goddamn Bush wasn't giving that many motherfucking speeches. They had that some bitch all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Flying his ass all over here. Flying his ass all over there. Where the fuck is damn Obama flew at?
Hey, what
he do?
So what?
That nigga just do speeches.
They fly him state to state and doing speeches and shit. He ain't been out in the fucking country.
He doesn't do
foreign policy or nothing. What the fuck?
That's only good for his speeches.
It's not a speech if you read it from the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not even a speech. It's just a rehearsal.
Speech makes everything.
For real, man. It's like, come on, man. This is what I'm saying, people. The role of the president ain't even a role, man. It's just a retirement role. When you're tired of being a senator, or you're tired of being a member of the Congress, and you want to just say, hey, fuck it, I'll go ahead and take the heat for 4 years so I can stack my paper, and then after these four, I'll be the fuck out and blow my momentum. Everybody look at it that way, huh? The way I fucking look at it. Chain of command don't say nothing about the president. You know what I'm saying? He's just a motherfucking one at the end, because you can't have 200 people signing one document to make a law. So what do? You enact one person to act like every, to act, you know what I'm saying, act on behalf of the body of government, and he's that universal signature. But he represents, that one signature represents 200 signatures in Congress, 200 signatures out of your Senate, 200 signatures out of your motherfucking House of Representatives, plus the decision of your motherfucking Supreme Court. So that's what that one signature represents. But you can't have all of these fucking signatures looking like you signing the goddamn Constitution over again. You know what I'm saying? That's the role of your president, through my eyes. Yeah.
And document and go and say a speech, goddammit.
Yeah, plucking it clean.
I ain't gonna lie, I'll be mad at Obama, but when he do that speech, I forget everything I was mad about.
Yeah, oh, he is smooth talking now. Smooth operator. He got smooth talking now. You know, I guess, you know, but you know, fuck that. We were talking about this earlier. Lima, Peru, where former Natalie Holloway suspect saw the murder in Peru, a young Dutchman, previously arrested in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway, as a prime suspect in a weekend murder of a Peruvian woman, police said. Jerron Vandersloot is being sought in the killing of 21-year-old Stephanie Flores in a Lima hotel. Criminal police chief general, long-ass name, told a news conference. He said the suspect fled the country the next day by land to Chile.
Shall I help you with the pronunciation of the name a little bit, Smiley?
I'm just going to screw it up again, but go ahead.
It's Jerron Vandersloot.
What a Y. That's a J, brother.
Jerron Vandersloot. That's his name. Let me give you a quick shout out to Alex Jax in the chat room, because he's from the Netherlands. So, big shout out.
Oh, we got another Netherlands up here. Hold on. Where my techno at? Wait a minute. Where my techno at? Techno music. I got to make y'all feel at home and shit. You know what I'm saying? There we go. I got something for y'all. Bam! All my Netherlands people up there. Techno. I can techno. It might be from 2003, but goddamn it, shit. I can keep it real. Big up to Alex Jax, though. Apa Gabar. Oh, no, that's Singapore. My bad. Oh. Hugandit. Yeah, there you go. Hugandit.
Ugati. How are you doing?
Oh, same shit. Hugandit. You know what I'm saying? How are you? Same shit. That's real. President is not a resident. Yeah, he is. Oh. I am human. Y'all ran. Oh, man, y'all getting all this damn languages. What the hell are we listening to? Barbie Girl? Oh, hell no.
I told you it was bad.
God damn. All right, talking about the Vatican. Wives of priests, speak out. They're all fags. Oh, my bad. Oops, did I say that? Yes, I did. About a dozen women have written an open letter to the Pope challenging the church's position that priestly celibacy is a sacred commitment. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, celibacy is completely useless, said one of the signatories, Stephanie Solomon, 42, who had a 5-year relationship with a priest. It was introduced for financial reasons, she argued, alluding to the fact that clergy without family were less expensive to house. Pointing to the church's earlier history, she added, people forget that there were 39 married popes. Get them, women! Fucking right! You gotta come out and get in their asses. You want some dick in your life. That's what they're talking about. They're horny, and they want to be served, but not by the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Ooh, my bad. In Florida,
Ex-Florida GOP chairman Jim Greer is finally arrested. Fucking right. Get your ass out of here, brother. The former chairman of the Florida Republican Party. I gotta think of something else for that. Fags. Really pussies. Yeah. There you go. Fags, really pussies. The Florida Republican Party. Oh, my bad, all you Republicans out there. Especially in Florida. And Alabama, now independent Governor Gay Charlie Crist, fuck ever, was arrested Wednesday, officials said, though they did not release the charges, and there was no immediate word on whether they were linked to a probe of his finances. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has been investigating Greer since an adult, an adult found he awarded himself and his executive director a fundraising contract that paid them about $200,000. What is wrong with that? Our government does that every day. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. All right, let's take this around the world to Worthing, England. New rule requires doctors to write, please, on blood test requests. As if they have enough time for that. A doctor at a British hospital said a new rule requiring doctors to write, please, on blood test request forms could put patients at risk. Probably because of long, drawn-out fucking writing. Administrators at England's Worthing Hospital confirmed the new policy of refusing blood tests during weekends if doctors have not written please on the form. Right. If I wasn't loving this techno, I'd fucking give you a reward right now. Assholes. Nutty Place. Let's go back to Nutty Place. UK, you know it. You know it's nutty. Yeah. Because dogs find cure for woman who can't stop growing. What the hell? Is she not supposed to grow? Okay. Doctors have found a cure for a young woman suffering from a rare form of gigantism, yeah, that caused her to gain 336 pounds and to grow to nearly 7 feet tall. Damn. Tanya Angus, 31, was diagnosed with acromegaly, something like that. A condition causing an overproduction of growth hormone in her body that, if not stopped, could kill her. After two successful surgeries to remove a tumor, doctors have formulated a combination of drugs to reduce her hormones almost back to a normal level for the first time in 13 years. Damn. All I can say is, that's a big bitch. Oh. Two more people, we're getting up. Up out of here, man. We got to get the up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Good old Tennessee. Yeah. Gores have a lot of wealth to split. I'm pretty sure they do. The couple told friends Tuesday they plan to separate after 40 years of marriage. This comes after the Gores' kids, Karina, Kristen, Sarah, and Albert III, have left the nest, and the couple has amassed a massive wealth since Al Gore left public office in 2000. The most recent figure predicted in 2007 by Fast Company was more than $100 million. Before the 2000 election, they predicted the family's net worth was closer to $1 million. Wonder how you pulled that swindle off. Yeah. 90 seconds, people. California. Plane evacuated because of smell coming from a bag of herbs. How did you get marijuana on the plane? Oh. Yeah, San Francisco International Airport. Officials say a Chicago-bound flight was evacuated and delayed 6 hours after a crew member smelled, yeah, teen spirit. I mean, a strange odor coming from a carry-on bag. Officials say the United Airlines flight was taxiing to the runway when a flight attendant noticed a pungent chemical odor emanating from a bag that contained Chinese herbs. I'll take some of those herbs. Yeah. He is the call. He is the co-host. Lies. Lies. He's the co-host, yes.
Thank
that
you,
damn
Father.
Cyanide is the co-host of the Starship Smelly Pride. It's official. I just got to scribble out my old co-host's face and Photoshop his face in there. You know what I'm saying?
Start finding a picture.
On Alex. Alex, you can bring it on, brother. It doesn't matter, man. You know what I'm saying? We represent worldwide. This is the most. This is the international network, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like
we
that.
Love all our people from around the world, man. It's real. Big ups to all my Netherlandians out there. You know what I'm saying? If that's a word. Ah, man, got some haters, man. That's what I'm talking about, Si. You got some haters, brother. Yeah.
I don't got hater. I got one hater. I got one hater.
Are you?
Yeah, sure. I got one hater. Just one.
Oh. Damn, man. We got to get you some haters, man. Shit.
Got
it. Fuck, all gone. Yeah, the fucking show's over. What the fuck? 2 hours. Damn. What the fuck is going on, people? Sorry, people. I mean, jeez. We give you 2 hours of mayhem. I mean, what the fuck can we do? But also check out, man, coming soon, I've applied to tenacityradio.com, which is home of To The Jackal. Now, he's officially a member of Tenacity Radio and will no longer be doing shows on Blog Talk Radio as of per his interview, so I've heard, and that's what I've listened to. So I will also be moving on over there. But not to give up Blog Talk Radio, because you know I got to keep my shit real. You know what I'm saying? Most people can't take what I do on this program, and so we have to go ahead and stay outside the box at all times. No regulations at all. That's how we kick our game. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to everybody out there riding out, man. Alex, Jax, even though we're officially off, Jamie Garcia, Haney. Garcia, Jamie Havocon, Mr. Cyanide, Miss Heavenly Angel.
Thank you.
And Mr. Ashwood. Yeah. It's going down real big, man. Y'all tune in tomorrow for featuring somebody Friday. I don't know. I'll feature somebody, goddammit. Gotta get these artist interviews to step back up, man. Gotta get y'all back in the limelight. It's time to really crank it on up. Crank it on up. And that's what we're going to get into tomorrow, man. So look out for it. We also got the 813 battles going now. Was that this Sunday?
We going to push it back a little bit. I'll let you know, though.
Because
what we're trying to do is we're trying to have at least five, six battles the same day so we can get a nice little crowd out there. So we're just trying to line up more battles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because, you know, a couple of people in there, that make it look slight, but then you got people, you know what I'm saying, and while they sitting up there seeing somebody get their ass ripped off, you know what I'm saying, they can be like, oh, shit, I'm going to do better than him. And then they come
exactly.
up there and get their ass ripped off, of course, you know what I'm saying. You know. Easy. You know. Here we out.
Pop quiz on the beat. Track Pimpin' Productions.
Yeah, he get it. He flip houses. He stay shining like a purchase diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He flip houses. He stay shining like a purchase diamond. Daddy said, Daddy, I peach you. I'm so excited to see you, can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you the real man. Off top, by the way, shook my hand. Nothing like some street dudes that can be so rude. I think you's a gentleman, we can make the best friends. If you got me in a fight, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team, I'm talking you and me. There ain't no I on me, no telling what we can be. You can run your real estate, and I'll lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, can it go if you spit it? Yeah, I respect your grind, I want your heart to be mine. And when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. See, that's way slipping. Yeah, he did it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he flip houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. He got a long head on his shoulders. I like the way he works. He used to be a street team, and now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name ring bells, big like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are Arnie, you're the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you keep your game, better use a cane. Yeah, you the false man, keep doing your thing. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his dad. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Oh, he a house hustler. Oh, what street guy? Cause pretty soon, police gonna arrest that bad guy. What a girl supposed to do? Looking out for you, and know you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone, but I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back, double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, living with your homeboy. You don't always spend no time, all you want is one grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag.